Well, former Czech president Václav Havel has come out in support of the Green Party ahead of October's early general election. He also backed the party before elections to the European Parliament in June, in which the Greens did not win any seats. So, 20 years after he led the Velvet Revolution, does Mr. Havel still have political influence? Does his endorsement actually count for much? That's a question I put to political analyst Petr Just from Prague's Metropolitan University.
I don't think that the Havel's support, Havel's endorsement will have any major effect on the party, at least if we count in percents that would help the party to get over the 5% threshold. So I wouldn't say that Havel's support would change it anyhow, as I don't think, for example, now that Klaus support, for example, will change or will influence any new right-wing party's public opinion preferences.
What kind of voters can Mr. Havel persuade to vote for the Greens?
Actually, Václav Havel and the Green voters have a lot in common. They are both stressing the strong role of civic society in the state, in the public affairs. They are both, of course, stressing the environmental issues. They are both stressing the post-material issues. So actually, Václav Havel is less or more identified as one of the Green voters, and this is a typical group that votes for the Green Party. Among others, it's also young people who are voting for the Green Party, which also might look at Václav Havel probably in a little bit different view than the older generation.
Mr. Havel has supported other parties in the past, but none of them have been successful. Is it fair to say that his backing is the kiss of death for political parties?
Well, this is very frequent identification of any Václav Havel support, any Václav Havel endorsement. And it seems that Václav Havel is really choosing the parties that don't have any long-term success or long-term support. But this would probably be just a simplification, or maybe it's interesting for media, for public to evaluate it this way or to identify it this way. But it's true that the parties that Havel has endorsed before did not succeed well from a long time perspective.
How is Mr. Havel actually regarded by Czechs today, 20 years after the fall of communism? What is his position and his influence?
It has been mentioned quite frequently that Václav Havel enjoys much bigger support abroad in the United States, Western Europe, but also other Central and Eastern European countries than in his own home country, in the Czech Republic. Probably it's the fate similar to other leaders of the opposition movements and other leaders of the transition processes in Central and Eastern Europe. I think that, for example, Mr. Walesa doesn't also enjoy in Poland as big support as he probably enjoys outside. Mr. Gorbachev in Russia is the similar example. So I think that Václav Havel is one of these people who has somehow taken a big role or important role in the transition process. They were seen as the heroes of the transition process, but as the policy actually went into, let's say, some normal settings, where these mostly intellectual leaders did not enjoy as much support as the pragmatic politicians who took the role, and they are actually influencing the political life now.
I was talking there to political analyst Petr Just.